Welcome to another episode of Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lickes, and today we are setting our sights on Portugal, a country of captivating beauty, ancient history, and cultural vibrancy. Tucked away on the Iberian Peninsula, Portugal is one of Europe's most charming destinations. Its blend of golden beaches, cobblestone towns, and rich maritime heritage make it unique among its European neighbors. Known as the land of explorers, Portugal carries a legacy that once shaped the entire world. So let's dive into the wonders of this Atlantic gem. Portugal may seem small compared to larger nations, but don't let its size fool you. Stretching along the Atlantic Ocean, it offers diverse landscapes, ranging from dramatic cliffs to rolling vineyards. Every region tells us the story, from Algarve's sunny coastline to the mountainous terrain of the north. As we explore, you discover how Portugal's geography, culture, and history weave together seamlessly. By the end of this journey, you understand why Portugal is a dream destination for travelers worldwide. Portugal's geography is defined by its long Atlantic coastline, which stretches forever 1,794 kilometers. This coastline has shaped the nation's fishing traditions, trade, and tourism. The western and southern shore offer some of Europe's most beautiful beaches. Inland, you'll find mountains like the Serra da Estrela, Portugal's highest peak on the mainland. This contrast of coast and highlands gives Portugal striking natural diversity. The north of Portugal is known for its green valleys, vineyards, and rivers. The Douro River, in particular, winds through terraced vineyards that produce the world-famous port wine. The central region combines rolling hills and historical towns like Coimbra. The south, especially in Algarve, is all about a golden cliff, hidden coves, and endless sunshine. This makes Portugal a country that feels like many destinations in one. Portugal also governs two beautiful Atlantic archipelagos, the Azores and the Madeira. These islands are volcanic, lush, and filled with dramatic landscapes. The Azores are famous for their crater lakes, while watching and geothermal springs. Madeira is often called the floating garden. It's known for its subtropical climate and terraces hillsides. Together, they add even more variety to Portugal's geographic wonders. Portugal enjoys a Mediterranean climate with hot, dry summers and mild winters. Along the coast, the Atlantic brings refreshing breeze, making summer more comfortable. Inland areas can get warmer, especially in Alentejo region. The Algarve in Portugal's sunny spot, attracting millions of tourists each year. Meanwhile, the northern regions stay lush and green thanks for more rainfall. The natural beauty of Portugal is undeniable. Imagine walking along the cliff of Cabo da Roca, the watermost point of continental Europe, where the land meets the vast Atlantic, or picture yourself hiking in the Peneda Guerras National Park, surrounded by waterfalls and granite peaks. Whether you are chasing the sun, exploring forests, or sailing the seas, Portugal has something for every traveler. Nature is not just a scenery, it's a way of life. Portugal's history is deeply tied to the sea during the age of exploration in the 5th and the 16th century. Portuguese sailors like Vasco da Gama and Ferdinand Magellan changed the course of world history. They mapped unknown seas, discovered trade routes and/or routes, and connected continents. Portugal became a global empire with territories in Africa, Asia, and South America. This maritime heritage still shapes Portugal's identity today. Lisbon, Portugal's capital, became the heart of the Golden Era. Its waterfront, once called, filled with ships departing to explore new lands. Today, monuments like Belém Tower and the Monument of Discovery stands as reminders of that legacy. Portugal's influence can still be seen in Brazil, Angola, Goa, and the former colonies. The Portuguese language spoken by over 250 million people worldwide is perhaps the greatest legacy. But Portugal's history is not just about exploration. It has endured earthquakes and invasions, the revolutions that shape its modern identity. The devastating Lisbon earthquake of 1755 nearly destroyed the city, but rose again stronger than ever. The Carnation Revolution in 1974 peacefully ended decades of dictatorship, leading Portugal into democracy. Today, Portugal is celebrated for its resilience and forward-looking spirit. Lisbon, the capital, is a city of lights, hills, and charm. With its iconic yellow trams, tiled facades, and viewpoints overlooking the Tagus River, Lisbon is both historic and modern. The Alfama district, with its winding alleys, carries echoes and medieval times. Meanwhile, the modern park does necos or showcase contemporary architecture. Lisbon perfectly blends old world charm with the new world energy. Porto in the north is Portugal's second largest city and a cultural gem, known for its historic Ribeira district, colorful houses, and this iconic Dom Luís Hill Bridge. Porto is truly unforgettable. It's also the birthplace of port wine, which is ages in cellar along the Douro River. The city has a creative vibe filled with artists, students, and innovators. Visiting Porto feels like stepping into the vibrant living postcard. Other towns also shine with a unique charm. Coimbra is home of one of the world's oldest universities, founded in 1290. It is tradition to still color the city streets. Évora in the Alentejo preserve Roman temples and medieval walls. Sintra, a UNESCO World Heritage site near Lisbon, looks like a fairy tale with the palaces, castles, and gardens. Its city adds another layer to Portugal's cultural tapestry. Portuguese culture is deeply rooted in community, family, and traditions. Festivals fill the calendar, from the Feast of St. Anthony in Lisbon to the Festa de São João Porto. The celebrations include music, dancing, fireworks, and delicious street food. Religion also plays a central role, as Portugal is a predominantly Catholic nation with strong ties with the Marian devotion. Pilgrimages to Fatima draw millions of visitors each year. One of the Portugal cultural symbols is the azulejo, the colorful ceramic tile, and decorates buildings, churches, and train stations. These tiles often tell stories, depict historical events, or simply add beauty to everyday spaces. Walking through Portuguese cities, you can't help but notice their artistry on nearly every corner. They are both practical, cooling buildings in the sun, and aesthetic, connecting art to daily life. This is tradition reflects Portugal's love of blending utility with beauty. Another cornerstone of Portuguese culture is cuisine, which is a reflection of the sea and the land. Olive oil, bread, cheese, and wine form the base of many meals. The Portuguese have saying there are 365 ways to cook codfish, one of each day of the year. Bacalhau or bacalhau are dried salted cod. It's a staple found across the country. Food is not just a nourishment, it's an expression of heritage. Portuguese cuisine is hearty, flavorful, and diverse. Along the coast, seafood reigns supreme, with grilled sardines being a national favorite. Inland, you'll find dishes like cozido a portuguesa, a rich stew of meats and vegetables. Algarve is famous for catapalana, a seafood medley steamed in a copper pan. Everywhere you go, meals are paired with fresh bread and local wine. Pastries also play a big role in Portugal's culinary identity. The pastel de nata, a creamy custard tart with flaky truss, in the most famous of all. Found in bakeries across country, it pairs perfectly with strong espresso. In fact, Portuguese cafes are natural hubs where people gather and socialize over coffee and sweets. Dessert in Portugal is a moment to slow down to save a life. Wine is another pride of Portugal, with its region offering something unique. The Douro Valley is a birthplace of port wine, fortified and sweet, beloved worldwide. The Alentejo region produces a robust red, while Vino Verde from the north is a crisp and refreshing. Madeira wine from the island of the same name has been enjoyed for centuries and even toasted the signing of the U.S. Declaration of Independence. Wine culture is deeply tied to the land and its traditions. Music is the soul of Portugal, and no genre expresses it better than fado. These melancholic styles, sung with deep emotion, often speak of longing, love, and the sea. Fado houses in Lisbon and Coimbra still echo with haunting traditions. Amália Rodrigues, known as the Queen of Fado, helped bring it to global audiences. In 2011, UNESCO recognized Fado as a part of the world's intangible cultural heritage. But Portuguese music is not limited to Fado folk dances. Regional songs and modern pop all thrive here. Festivals like No or Nos Alive in Lisbon attract international stars, blending global sounds like local talent. Street performers also keep music alive in everyday life. The arts in Portugal are vibrant, ranging from painting and sculpture to literature and film. Portuguese literature holds special place in the nation's identity. Luís de Camões, often compared to Shakespeare's, wrote Os Lusíadas, an epic poem about Portugal explorations. Nobel laureate José Saramago is celebrated for his modern works. Literature cafes in Lisbon once hosted intellectuals who debated philosophy and politics. Today, Portuguese writers continue to inspire readers around the world. Portugal's economy is diverse, with strong sectors in tourism, agriculture, textiles, and renewable energy. Olive oil and cork are major exports. With Portugal being the world's largest producer of cork, fishing was a backbone of the economy. It still holds cultural importance. Technology and startups are growing, particularly in Lisbon and Porto. The nation's blend of tradition and innovation make it resilient. Tourism has become one of Portugal's most important industries. Millions visit each year to enjoy its beaches, history, and culture. Cities like Lisbon and Porto are among Europe's most popular city break destinations. The Algarve attracts sun-seeking from across the globe. Portugal's hospitality is legendary, making travelers like at home. At the same time, Portugal is investing in sustainability. Wind and solar power are expanding. Within the country, often leading in renewable energy use, protected natural parks preserve biodiversity. Urban areas are becoming more pedestrian-friendly and eco-conscious. Portugal's commitment to green living is shaping its future. For travelers, Portugal is a treasure trove of experiences. You can wander Lisbon's old neighborhoods, ride tram 28, or admire the views from Miradouro. In Porto, see port wine on a terrace overlooking the river. The Algarve beaches with their golden cliffs are among the most photogenic in Europe. Its regions offer something different, yet equally magical. Adventure seekers will find plenty to do in Portugal. Surfing the Nazaré, which is waves, can reach record-breaking heights, draws professionals from around the world. Hiking trails crisscross the countryside and the islands, while watching in the Azores is unforgettable, as is paragliding over the Madeira cliff. Portugal blends relaxation with the adrenaline, satisfying every type of traveler. Architecture lovers will be enchanted by Portugal's landmarks. The Jeronimos Monastery and Belém Tower in Lisbon are stunning examples of Manuelan style. Porto's Livraria Lello is one of the world's most beautiful bookstores, inspired by J.K. Rowling while she lived there. The Pena Palace in Sintra looks like straight out of the fairy tale. Everywhere you turn, history, design come alive. Did you know that Portugal is the oldest nation-state in Europe? Borders have remained virtually unchanged since 1139. This stability helped to maintain strong national identity. Unlike many countries, its historical boundaries stayed intact for centuries. Portugal is proud of its continuity. Portugal is also home to the world's oldest bookstore, the Veteran Bookstore in Lisbon, founded in 1732. It still operates today, welcoming readers from around the globe. For book lovers, it must be sea destination. This bookstore symbolizes Portugal's love of knowledge and storytelling. It connects the past with the present. Another fascinating fact of Portugal is decriminalized drug use in 2011, becoming a model for progressive social policy. Instead of punishment, the focus shifted to health and rehabilitation. The results were impressive, with the decrease of drug-related death and infections. This bold approach has been studied by many countries. Portugal's experiment became a global case study. The Portuguese also innovators. They invented the prepaid mobile phone card, pioneered cork technology, and even influenced Japanese tempura cooking during the age of exploration. Portuguese navigators also brought chili peppers, pineapples, and tea to new regions. Their influence spread across culture worldwide. It shows how exploration changed a global cuisine and trade. Football or soccer is a national passion. Portugal has produced some of the world's greatest players, including Eusebio, Luis Figo, and Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo is particularly considered one of the greatest athletes in history. Stadiums filled with chants and excitement during matches. Football unites the country like nothing else. Portugal is the nation where history, culture, and natural beauty meet. From its rugged cliff to its soulful music, every detail tells a story. Its small size hides the wealth of experiences. Portugal invites travelers to slow down the summer life. It's a country warm, resilient, and charm. As you walk through the Lisbon streets, you'll hear Fado echoing through the night. In Porto, you'll taste the sweetness of wines aged for centuries. In the Algarve, the sun will warm your spirit, and in the islands, you'll breathe in fresh Atlantic air. Portugal is a sensory experience like no other. The Portuguese people, known for their friendliness, make visitors feel welcome. Their tradition from festivals, family meals, reveal a culture of hospitality. Even in the bustling clients or cities, there are relaxed rhythms to the daily life. Portugal reminds us that living well does not always mean living fast. It's about enjoying moments. Portugal's legacy exploration shows how curiosity can change the world. Its sailors dared to sail beyond the horizon, rewriting maps and connecting civilizations. The spirit of discovery still inspires the nations today. It's a reminder to all of us to explore, learn, and embrace the unknown. Geography is not just about places, it's about human courage. When you visit Portugal, you step into the land of contrast. Ancient and modern, coastal and inland, traditional and innovative. Its journey reveals something new. The country's diversity is a great gift. Whether you come from history, food, or nature, you live with unforgettable memories. Portugal has always a way of touching the heart. For students of geography, Portugal is a fascinating case study. It shows how nations' landscape influences its culture, history, and identity. The Atlantic shaped its destiny, while the mountains and valleys nurture traditions, global influence, yet deeply in local character. Portugal bridges worlds. Its story enriches our understanding of human geography. And as we conclude this journey, remember that Portugal is not just a destination, it's an experience, it's an echo of Fado. The taste of pastel de nava, the sparkle of the Atlantic waves, its resilience after earthquakes and celebration during the festival, its small country with a global soul. Portugal grows or proves that greatness is not about size, but about the spirit. Perfect, let's complete your imagination. Let's visit Portugal for everybody want to seek adventure. So people, once again, Portugal is more than destination, it's a living story, it's a landscape whisperer of ancient times. Its cities echo with the footsteps of explorers and tradition carry the heart of its people. Whether you're standing on the cliff of Sagres, tasting fresh seafood in Castres, or listening to the fader of dimly lit tavern, you're experiencing the essence of Portugal. It's a country that invites you not just to see, but to feel, and those feelings stay with you long after this journey. So as we close today's episode of Geography 101, remember that Portugal is a nation where past and present dance together under the Atlantic sun. It's proof that small countries can leave a giant mark on the world. If you ever have the chance to visit, go with an open heart and curious spirit. You will live transformed. I'm Daniel Lucas, and thank you for joining me on this journey. Until next time, keep exploring and the world one story at a time. More to come, people. See you soon.